The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita Davov, and we are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Beis. So the last line of the Mishnah was, a woman that's a Safik Soita, meaning her husband warned her, Altisteri Mishploini, she didn't listen to her husband, she went into a closed room together with this man, she was there long enough so that a bia could have taken place. The halacha is that she had to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. She had a drink from the Meisaita, and the Meisaita was going to tell us whether or not she was Nivala or whether she was not Nivala. But in the interim, until the Meisaita did its thing, she was Asur L'Baila, and she was treated not just as a Safik Saita, but as a Vaday Saita. This is the Makar to the halacha of Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayachid, Sveikei Tomei. The halacha that a Safik Tumah is not only treated like a regular Safik, where you go Basa Chazaka, but a Sua Kevadai. And we look at this woman as a Saita Vadai. She's Asur L'Baila, she's Asur Lecha L'Truma. The last line of the Mishnah was, V'im Meis, that if her husband dies, and they didn't have any children, and he has a brother, where ordinarily there'd be a halacha of Yibum, says the Mishnah Chayletzes V'loy Misyaveres. This woman does not fall a Yibum. There is a Zika, and as a result, the brother would have to do Chalitza in order for her to be mutter to marry anybody that she wants. However, there's an Isser Yibum. The Mishnah says Chayletzes V'loy Misyaveres. Frank the Gemara, why can't she do Yibum to Siyavim Nami Yivumi? What's the big deal? Why in the world can the Yavam not marry this woman? Meaning, it's true that as long as she was married to her original husband, there was an Isser between her and her husband. But that was between her and her husband. That has nothing to do with the Yavam. And from the Yavam's perspective, she's a regular Yavama. She's a regular Yavama. Why can't you do Yibum? Rav Yosef, my cross, Rav Yosef said it's learned up in the following pasuk. This pasuk is in Parshas Kisetze that discusses the general halach of Gerishin. Now, any man is allowed to divorce his wife. However, the case that the Torah gives for Gerishin is a very specific case. The Torah discusses a man who got married, and after he married his wife, he found an ervas dover by her wife, meaning she was mezana. Two edim came forward and said that she was mezana tachas baila. Says the Torah, this man's not allowed to live with this woman anymore. As a result, he has to give her a get. The kos of la sefer krisos. He sends her away from his house. Says the Torah, if or when she goes and marries somebody else, says the Gemara, that the pasuk of Gerishin, which discusses a man divorcing his wife, because she was mezana tachtov, she's a soita, after he divorces her, she can leave his house, she's allowed to marry an ishachar. So we darshan l'ishachar v'lo yovam, that she's only allowed to marry an ishachar, but the yovam she's not allowed to marry. A soita can marry an ishachar. The yovam is not an ishachar. Meaning that he's not an ishachar, she's not allowed to marry the yovam. Says Rashi, why is the yovam not an ishachar? Rashi says, because yibum comes as a result of the original nisuin. This is not a man that she's deciding on her own volition that she wants to marry. It's machmas nesuye rishon that he neskekes loy. In fact, there's a zika that's a real bond that exists between the yavam and the yavama. That's a hemshech. That's a result of the original marriage. So, being that this yavam is somehow an extension of the original marriage, we can't look at him as an ish achar. If he's not an ish achar, he's excluded. The yavam is excluded from this pasuk. Obviously, this gemara is more moving based on alumnus that we discussed many times when we learned Yavamis, and that is that Yibum is not a new marriage. It's very much a Hemshech. It's an extension of the original marriage. So Reuven was married to Rachel, and then Reuven died without children. Says the Torah, there's now a Zika between Rachel and Reuven's brother Shimon. They have a mitzvah to go do Yibum. Even before they do Yibum, there's a bond between the two of them. That bond, which is an Ishus Digabon, where did it come from? It's a Hemshech. It's an extension of the original marriage. So much so, there's a Shita Sarishonim that we spoke out when we learned Yavamas, that says that when the Yavama marries the Yavama, he has to give her a ksuba. Every husband and wife have to have a ksuba. So a Yavama has to give the Yavama a ksuba. There's a Shita Sarishonim that says that if this woman was a psula when she got married to Reuven, the original husband, right now when Shimon, the Yavama, is going to give her a ksuba, it has to be the ksuba of a psula. It has to be ksuba as a sign, even though right now she's an almana. So if right now she's an almana, her ksuba really should only be mana. But being that this marriage is really a hemshech of the original marriage, and the original marriage was a marriage of a besula, thus the chiyuv ksuba was the chiyuv ksuba of a besula, this new ishus as an extension of the original Ishus, also is going to have a ksuba masayim. It's not going to have a ksuba of mona. So either way, you can't look at him as an ishachar. If the yavam is not an ishachar, he'd be excluded. Yibam would be excluded from this pasuk. V'yatzam ibeisay v'holcha v'hoisel ishachar. Omli abayo. Abayo said elamiyata. If the reason there's no yibam by a suffix soita is because it's learned that from the pasuk v'yatzam ibeisay v'holcha v'hoisel ishachar chalitza nami loytiboy. If you have a pasuk that excludes the suffix soita from the parsha of yibam, then that exclusion shouldn't be just for yibam, but should be from chalitza as well. Amalei, Rav Yosef responded, ilu isil about mile goya get. If the husband would have been alive, would they not have needed a get? Of course they would have needed a get. Even though she'd be asa to her husband, but her husband would have to give her a get in order for it to be allowed to go marry somebody else. Hashtanami to buy chalitza. And now that she falls to the yavam can't be in a better position than the husband would have been. I mean that the husband would have had to give her a get. The yavam would have to give her a get as well. So it says the Gemara, the first makar, why there's no yibam by a suffix seif, that's learned out from a pasuk. V'yotzim yibayis v'holcha v'yosef l'ishachar, l'ishachar v'loy v'yavam. V'istamri, a second pshat. Amar Rav Yosef, you want to know why there's no yibam by a suffix seif, because Rachmano amar v'yotzim yibayis v'holcha v'yosef l'ishachar. The Torah said that if a woman is mezana tachas baila, give her a get. Why did Terry say give her a get? She's also a baila. So there's a beautiful Rashi here. Rashi says it's based on the Gemara that we learned earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara said Znusa bebeisa ki kariu l'shom shuma. A woman that's mezana in her home is the equivalent of a worm eating up a sesame seed. Just like the worm is going to consume the seed, so too the znus consumes the bias. It's terrible for the house. It's terrible for the children. It's just a horrible thing. That's why the Torah said v'kasav l'asefa krisos v'nasam yada. The makar for why, the reason why the Torah says a soita is also a baila is because it's detrimental for the home. So it says the Gemara, at amrit this yavam nami yavum. We say, how could you then impose upon this yavam to have to marry this woman? Now the Gemara clarifies. Amalei abaya elamayata la'achalaitinasi. She shouldn't be able to marry anybody. Says the Gemara, loy lustri the beisay, because it's going to be detrimental for the home. Amalei mikara minala le'abakarcha. If she wants to marry somebody else and he does his due diligence and he asks around, he finds out that she was once a soita and he's willing to marry her anyways. So it's his problem. But to force a man to go marry this woman who we know is bad for a home, that we certainly wouldn't be able to do. In other words, Rabbi Yosef is saying the reason why there's no yibum by a suffix site is a svar. You don't have to come on to a pasuk of a yotzim ibeitzoy v'holcha v'yosel l'shachar. It's a milsa de mistabra. This woman is a zoyna. How in the world can you impose on a man to have to marry a woman who you know is already becheskas that she's mezana tachas baila? Milsa de mistabra. Ikka da amri. Some had this version of Rav Yosef's second pshat a little different. So similar, but just a tweak difference. Rav Yosef, akosav kari achar. The Torah said that when this woman marries somebody else, that person is an ishachar. Why is he an ishachar? Pasha, because he's a different person. First she was married to Reuven, now it's Shimon. Shimon is not Reuven. Thus he's an ishachar. But it's deeper than that. You know why he's called an ishachar? She'en ze ben zugoy shel rishon. He's very different. He's fundamentally, has a different hashkafa than Reuven. She'zeh hoitzi rishon b'teich beisoy. V'zeh hichnes rishon b'teich beisoy. And this person is bringing it to his house. In other words, again, the Torah calls him an ish achar because it's a bad thing to be marrying this woman. It's again, how can you impose upon a yavam to marry her? Same svara, that being that she's a zayna, she is becheska saita, there's no way there could be a mitzvah yibum because you can't impose upon another person to have no choice but to marry this woman. Only Abaya elamayata. So Abaya's response to Rav Yosef is a little different in this gears as well. Nisus la'achar umeis b'loy banim leitis yabin. So if she went and married somebody else, so she was married to Reuven. Reuven gave her a get. She went and married Shimon. They had no children. Shimon died. He leaves over a brother Levi. There should be no mitzvah even for Levi either. For the same svar, you're telling me that Shimon wouldn't have a mitzvah to be miyabimer because she's a zayna, and how could you impose upon a yavam to marry a zayna? So if she remarried Shimon, because Shimon and her decided they want to get married, maybe Shimon shouldn't have wanted to marry her, but he did, and now he died below banim, there shouldn't be a mitzvah even when she falls to Levi for the same exact svara. That because of kari achar gabe. That says the Gemara, it's true. However, Gabe Dahai, Mia Bishem Tov Havakaima. It's true when she was married to Reuven, she was Mazana Tachas Reuven. And that's why if Reuven dies without children, there's no mitzvah even to Shimon. But when she was married to Shimon, she behaved. And meaning that when she married to Shimon, she behaved. Rashi's Lashon is ve'ikilabe mahajaba. Maybe she did tshuva. She's becheskas that maybe she did tshuva. And if in this marriage we have no evidence that she was ever mezana tachas baila, when Shimon dies, she will fall to yibum lelevi. Either way, the second pshat, two versions of it, is a svara. It's a svara that it doesn't make sense that the Torah would impose a man to marry a woman that we know is detrimental to the home. Rava Amar, Rava says the third pshat. Kal v'chaymer. You want to know why there's no mitzvah even by a suffix soita? I know it from the Yud Gimel Midas. It's not a swara. It's not a pasik. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midas. I know it from Kal v'chaymer. In Nesra b'mutterla, b'asola like kolshkein, this woman was allowed to marry her husband. Their husband and wife. I mean, she was allowed to live with her husband. Their husband and wife. And the Torah says that once she's mezana tachas baila, or even if it's only a suffix saita, a suha kavade, she now becomes aser to her husband. So if she becomes aser to her husband, who's someone that she was really mutter to, kal v'chaymer, she should become aser to the yavam, who's someone that technically she was aser to. Why was she technically aser to the yavam? Because she's an eshesach. So madach, suffix soita creates iser bein ish li'isha who are mutar ezeh lezeh. Kal v'chaymer would have to create iser between her and her eshes ach or her brother-in-law who are technically aser ezeh lezeh. Amalei Abayas said it seems like a very broad kal v'chaymer which can have other applications as well. Elamiyat, if that's a real kal v'chaymer, kengodol shekidish es almano, kengodol then married an almano. Now kengodol is not allowed to marry an almano. A kohen hedyot's only not allowed to marry a grusha. Kohen gadol could even not marry an almana. Umeis, but what if a kohen gadol did marry an almana and then afterwards he died? V'yesh loy ach kohen hedyot, and he has a brother that's a kohen hedyot. Kohen hedyot is allowed to marry an almana. Loy disyabim, there should be no mitzvah yibum. Now, a kohen hedyot could have a mitzvah yibum. Why not? He's allowed to marry an almana. But in this case, there should be no mitzvah yibum. Say rovas kavachaymer im nesra b'mutala ba'asa loy lekolshke madach, she was asa to her husband. So kavachaymer, she should be asa to the yavam. So the Gemara stopped. The Gemara stopped Abaye in its tracks. Ha, Sira v'kaima, what are you talking about? This is Nesra v'mutala? It wasn't mutala. She was also to the Kohen Gadol. Ha, Sira v'kaima, and mutala, asalahu. So the whole build-up of the Kal v'chaimer is flawed. The Gemara says, right, the Kasha was from a similar case. Eishas Kohen shenenso meis, an Eishas Kohen that was Nensa, and then the husband died. Now she's Asa Labayla. Because although an Eishas Yisrael only becomes Asa Labayla if she's Mizana Birotzen, but an Eishas Kohen becomes Asa Labayla even if she's Mizana Ba'inus. So in this case, when the Eishas Kohen was Nensa, and then the husband died, V'eshle Ach Cholol, he has a brother that's a Cholol. Now, a Cholol is a bad thing. The silver lining of being a Cholol is, you don't have Kedushas Kohunas, so you're allowed to marry a Grusha, you can marry a Zoyna. All the Yisurim that a Kohen usually has, the women that he's not allowed to marry, this Chol is allowed to marry. So a case where you had an Eishas Kohen that was Nansa Tachas Baila, so she was also to her husband, then the husband died, and there's an Acholol, where ordinarily there should be Yibum, Leitis Yabim, there should be no Yibum. And I guess Abayis Kashu was, Leit Shaman was such a Chiddush. We never heard anyone should say that. But if the Svara of why the suffix Sait is Aser to the Yavam is based on a Kal V'chaymer, L'mutala Aser, L'asloy Le'koshkin, that same exact Kal V'chaymer would apply itself to this case, where an Eishas Kohen was Nensa Pachas Baila, he died without children, had a brother who was a Cholol. The halach is he's allowed to do yibum, but based on this kal v'chaymer, he should not be allowed to do yibum. Because in nesra b'mutla basala le'koshke. So the Gemara gives a teretz, lomdisha teretz, oynis b'yisrael mishra shari, v'gabe dahai, mia leka isura. The way Rashi explains the Gemara's teretz is that the reason the Rava felt it was a kal v'chaymer, mutla asr, ba'asala le'koshke, that's because the iser le'baila, which is soita, is something that the yavam is shayach to as well. The Yavam, in theory, is shayach to that Isser. If his wife would be Mezana Tachtav, he would have the Isser Soita. So the husband and the Yavam are both shayach to the Isser Soita. Thus, there's a Kal V'chaymer. Madach Isser Soita affects the Mutter, the husband. Kal V'chaymer, it has to affect the Usser, the Eshesach. However, this Isser of Eshes Koyen Shenen Satachas Baila is something that is only an Isser that applies to the husband. But the Yavam, being that he's a Cholol, if his wife would be Nensa Tachtav, he would not become Aser to his wife. He has no Shaychis to the Isser. Being that he has no Shaychis to the Isser, it's for that reason the Gemara says it's not a good Kal V'chaymer. So this is obviously a Gemara that in Yeshiva takes at least a week, 2 weeks. It's a very lomdish sugya. But just to recap the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The Mishnah said a Suffolk Saita's husband dies, they leave no children, there's a Yavam, Chayletzes V'loy Mesiyabemes. The halacha of Yibum falls away because of the fact that the Yavama is a suffix soita. The Gemara's kasha was, Amai, why? Does Yavu Nami Yavumi? Why can't you do Yibum? The Gemara said three terutzim. The first terutz of Yosef said it's learned from a pasuk, V'yotza mi beisoi v'holcha v'hoysa l'ishacha, which is in the parsha of soita, l'ishacha v'loi v'yavam, it's learned from Exeris Kosov. The second is a svara. How could you impose upon a person, a yid, to have to marry a woman who has a track record that she's mezana tachas baila? And finally, Rava said it's a kal v'chaymer. L'mutu la'aser, la'aser la'le kolshke. Madach, the suffix soita, impacts her being able to live with her husband, who's someone who theoretically she's mutter to, kal v'chomer would have to impact her being able to live with a brother-in-law who ba'alma is aser because of the iser eishes ach. So this is the sugya over here of soita yibum, where mesachta soita meets mesachta yivamus. It's dafei medeis dafovim and alafir mesachta soita. But kiyudu, there's another place in Shas where the Gemara discusses soita in the context of yibum, and that is in mesachta yivamus daf yud alaf amid alaf. That's from the more lumdish sugyas in Yevamos, and that's saying something. And Yevamos daf yud alaf amid alaf, Rav famously said, Om Rav Yudah Merav, Tzores soita asura, that if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies without children. Reuven had two wives. One was a soita, a vadai soita. Two edim came and said she was mezana tachas bailo. They're still married. He has to give her a get. They're not allowed to live together, but they're still married. Reuven also had another wife. Reuven died without children. Both of these wives fall in Yibum. Rav said there's no Yibum v'chalitza. Why? Because in the parish of Soita, the Torah uses the word Tumah. And Tumah, Ksivba, Kearayas. So that the Soita is treated as an Erva with regards to this Nefila Yibum. So the Soita doesn't fall in Yibum to Shimon. Once the Soita doesn't fall in Yibum, the Tzara doesn't fall in Yibum either, because she's a Tzara's Erva. So, Amr Abidah Marav, Tzara Soita, Asura, Maitaima, Tumah Ksivba Kearayas. Now, this sugya over here is handling a Saita Vadai. Our sugya is handling a Safik Saita. Two sugyas. You have the sugya of Saita Vadai, Tumah Ksivba Kearayas, and you have the sugya of Safik Saita, where the Gemara learns out different makaris why there's no Yibum. However, there is a halach of Chalitza, Safik Saita, by a Saita Vadai, just like there's no Yibum, there's no chalitz either. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha in Yisach Tzivomis that if the Makarta Tumak Sibakar Ayas, just like it says Tumah in the parish of Saita Vade, it says Tumah in the parish of Safik Saita either. And the Gemara gives a teretz. The Gemara says, no, the Tumah of Safik Saita is not Karayas, it's only the Tumah of Saita Vade that is Karayas. However, Toysis in Yisach Tzivomis asks a bomb Kasha. Toysis Kasha is, I understand that there's two sugyas. There's the sugya of Saita Vade and there's the sugya of Safik Saita. And only a Saita Vade is Tumak Ksiba Karayas. Safik Saita is not Tumak Ksiba Karayas. That's why we need a whole new sugya here in Masechta Saita to prove why the halacha is that a Safik Saita doesn't fall a Yibum. But Freik Tais, what I don't understand is one line in the whole sugya. The first kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha. The Mishnah said, Chaylatzis, Flay Misiabemes, Freik the Gemara Amai, Tisiabinam Yibumi. Why can't you do Yibum? And the Gemara gives three terutzim why you can't do Yibum. Freik Tais, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Meaning, without the Makiris, without the terutzim in our sugya that we just spoke out, the Gemara thought there should be no reason not to do Yibum. How could there be a heter to do Yibum? If the halach is that a Saita Vadai is Tumak Sivba Karayis, then every Suffolk Saita is a Suffolk Saita Vadai. So, me Suffolk, how in the world would you be able to do Yibum? Azayfek Taisus. And Taisus says, Tema, he blides Sarachin. Taisus does not have a teres of that kasha. A very similar kasha that the Achreinim ask, Reb Chaim, Chdush Reb Chaim, Alevi Al Rambam, is on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins the halach of our Mishnah that a suffix soita is chayletzes v'lei misyabemes. Says the Rambam, what about the tzara of a suffix soita? Says the Rambam, the tzara of a suffix soita is oy chayletzes, oy misyabemes. You have no makar anywhere in Shas to say that the tzara of a suffix soita should maybe not be able to do Yibum. So a suffix soita is chayletzes v'lei misyabemes. The tzara of a suffix soita, oy chayletzes, oy misyabemes. Freik Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Toysvis kashu, yivomis, daf yod aleph amad aleph. Every suffix soita is a suffix soita vadai. And if soita vadai tumak sivba karai, so there's an isa Yibum on the tzara's soita, so every tzara suffix soita should be a suffix tzara's soita vadai, and therefore there should be an isa Yibum. That's Reb Chaim, Perek Vav, and Hilchas Yibum v'Chalitza. So two kashas. Number one, what was the Gemara's setup over here to Siabin Ami Yavumi before all the Makaris for why there's no Yibum by a suffix Saita? The Gemara's kash that he should be able to do Yibum. Freik Tosis, what's the Havim mean he should be able to do Yibum? Forget all the Makaris in our sugya. We have a sugya Masechtes Yivamis, Tumak Siba Karayis. So every suffix Saita is a suffix Saita Vadai. If it's a suffix Saita Vadai, soon you shouldn't be able to do Yibum. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Rambam. The Rambam says the Tzara of a suffix Saita could even do Yibum, because there's no makar anywhere that says that the tzara of a suffix soita can't do yibum. Freik Reb Chaim, it's true there's no makar bim yuchad in the parasha of a suffix soita that the tzara of a suffix soita can't do yibum. But there's a halacha that the tzara of a soita vada can't do yibum. So every tzara suffix soita is a suffix tzara saitavadai. So as a result, I'm sorry, you shouldn't be able to do yibum. To answer this kasha, the achronim, Reb Chaim, Reb Chanan and Kovitz Oris, Reb Chaim Moizer and Achiezer, they all have their own nusach how they say it, but the yisrei that they say is all the same. And that is, that although there's a parasha of suffix soita, a suffix soita, lulei the chiddush of the parasha of suffix soita, cannot be treated as a suffix soita vadai. And there's two nuschais that Achreinim say to explain it. Number one, every suffix soita is not really a suffix soita vadai. What did they do? All they had was stira. They were together in a room together. But we know the rule is a man and a woman are together in a room, she doesn't become asur labayla, because we don't assume that just because there was a yichud, although yichud's asur, that necessarily means that there was a znus, so she becomes asur labayla. That's the halacha of einoisin ala yichud. There's a chiddush ator that if the husband warned her and said, al tistiri mishpoini, and then she went in a room together. So we have to look at it as perhaps there was a maisabia that took place, raglayim ledover, asua kavadai, but it's a chiddush ha-Torah that we even look at it as a suffix. Says Reb Chaim, wherever the Torah was megala, that we have to be chayish, that aznus took place, whether it was kinyan and stira, that's where we're chayish, that aznus took place. But for us to start backing into chumras, because we know that halachos of seita vadai, and every kinyan and stira is a suffix, seita vadai, that we don't do. Because the whole idea that we even treat a suffix seita as a suffix seita is a chiddush, the elocha ba'el chiddusha. Another nusach I've seen it quoted as is that the truth is every suffix seita, even if you look at it as a suffix, there's another chiddush. What's the chiddush? Why don't you say chazaka? Every woman has a cheskas heter. So ordinarily, if you would have a suffix seita, you would always go by chazaka. That's one of the chiddushim. We spoke to that in the Akdama to Masechta Seita. One of the chiddushim in the halachas of seita is asur kevadai. That it's not just a suffix. We look at it as a vadai. What does he mean, asur kevadai? Because if you wouldn't look at it as a vadai, we'd really treat it as a suffix. She would have a cheskas heter. She would be mutter. So it's a chiddush atoyrah that we don't look at cheskas heter. That chiddush that we have a right not to look at the cheskas heter and asur kevadai, that's again, wherever the Torah was megalit. But with regards to the tzara of a suffix seita, where there's no giloy anywhere of asua kavadai, you're right, she's a suffix tzara seita. But a suffix tzara seita, the suffix seita has a cheskes heter, so the chazaka will be machriya the suffix, and we're going to say that is going to be no issur. That is one mahalach that the achreinim all speak out, super lumdis, had to answer the Tosfos kasha Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Reb Chaim's kasha on the Rambam. Why there's no halacha of tzara suffix seita? Why don't you look at it as a tzara of a suffix seita vaday? There's a more pasha to mahalach in the Rishonim, and that is the Shitas Arayvit that's worth mentioning. The Shitas Arayvit is Enochinami. It's a great kasha Tosfos, and you know what? There's a stiras asugias. There's the sugi in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, and there's the sugya in seita Daf Hei Amud Beis Daf Vav Amud Aleph. They're not the same sugya. According to the sugya in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, that Tumak Sibba Karayas, the Gemara could have never asked this kasha of the Siyabim Nami Yevumi, because it's not true. You shouldn't be able to do Yibum, because at the very least, you're a suffix Seita Vadai. The Gemara asked this kasha, because this Gemara doesn't hold of that Gemara. It's just interesting to note that the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kufay and Gimel, actually brings this Ravid Halacha L'Maisa. The context that he brings it in is regarding a Seita Vadai. So what's the halacha of Seita Vadai? Based on Yevamos Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Tumak Sibba Karayis, there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. Zokter Amav, Yesh Oimrim, Da Afilu Zintza Vadai Tzricha Chalitza. That even a Vadai Seita needs Chalitza. What would be the Makar? Why should a Vadai Seita need Chalitza? The Makar is this Ravid, parentheses, Hasogas Ravid. Because the Ravid held that it's only one Sugi in Shas that holds of Tumak Sibba Karayis. But there's another Sugi in Shas, the Sugi in Seita. This Sugi is soyser, is chaylik with that sugya in Yevamis. V'haraya, the Gemara's kasha, to siyabinami yevumi. So obviously the Gemara over here doesn't hold of the halacha of Tumak Sibba Karayis. If you have a sugya that doesn't hold of Tumak Sibba Karayis, that means she needs chalitza. So luchumra, of course, you'd have to be chayish for the sugya in Yevamis, but luchumra, you'd also have to be chayish for the sugya in Seita. So to allow this Seita Vadai off the hook without chalitza, based on this sugya and seita, is something you wouldn't be able to do, and that's why the Ramah brings the halacha of Yesh Oimrim da afilu zintza vadai tzricha chalitza. So we know the sugya again of Masechtas Yevamos. That's the better known half counterpart to these sugyas of where Yevamos meets seita. This is the second half of the sugya, and according to the Ravid, the halacha could be like this sugya, not like that sugya, and that's why the Ramah brings that in Shulchan Aruch, a psak halacha, which is literally connected that Gemara within Masech Tis Yevamos. What's the makar? The makar is the stiras ha-sugyas, and it could be the halacha is like this sugya, Right here. Talk to Mishnah Vayter. The Elu Asurois Milacha B'Truma. So one of the halachas of a Safek Saita is that she's not allowed to eat Truma. Safek Saita cannot eat Truma. A Zoyna is not allowed to eat Truma. She's a Safek Zoyna, a Suha Kavadai. She has an issue to eat Truma. So the Mishnah gives a list of other women that are not allowed to eat Truma either. The Elu Asurois Milacha B'Truma. Talk to Mishnah. The following are also Milacha B'Truma. Ha'imeres Tmei Anilach. A woman that comes to her husband and she says, Tmei Anilach, I was Mizana. So we trust her, and the halach is that she's not allowed to eat truma. Now the truth is, if this rings a bell, it's because in the end of Masechet Sedarim, we had a whole Mishnah Rishayin, a Mishnah Achrayin. It's not so posh that if a woman goes over to her husband and says, I was Mizana Tachtecha, and you have to give me a get, and exactly, because Shemay Einea Nosna Ba'acha, maybe she knows who she wants to marry, and her husband doesn't want her to give her a get, then like this is a good way to get the get that she wants. So the truth is, the Chachamim said that she's really not believed. And there's a nidin in the Gemara, when we say that she's not believed, is it only with regards to the Isser between husband and wife? What about Gizegei Truma? What about Binegeya Truma? So there is a mandamus that says that she's not believed even with regards to Truma. So Tais asks the Kasha, Ikasha, according to that mandama that holds, that a woman that goes to her husband and says, Tmei Anilach, not only is she not believed to become Usser, but she's not even believed Binegeya Isser Truma. So how could the Mishnah say, Ve'elo Asur is Melacha B'Truma? It's Kineged Osugi and Shas. There's one Amir over there that would seem to contradict this Mishnah right here. Teret says, Toisfiz, here we were talking about, which he didn't just randomly say Tmei Anilach. We're learning Masechta Soita. We're talking about a Safik Soita, where there was Kine and Stira. And after the Kine and Stira, before she drank from the Mei Soita, she told her husband Tmei Anilach. Oh, here there's already a Raglaim Ladover that something happened. That Sugi and Nadarim goes by the wayside. That Sugi and Nadarim is when one Tuesday morning a woman comes over to her husband and says, we have to have a chat, Tmei Anilach. That's already a Sugi. Even though Shavya Nafshi Chadicha the Yisura, she's not going to be believed. But over here, where there was already Kingdom of Steel, there was already a Raglaim Ladover, that's Toisus right here. That's already a different Sugi. So that's the first example of a woman who will be Osir Lechel Betruma, Kinoi Steer. And then she says, Tmei Anilach. V'shobo Eidim, she'it Tmeya. Or if Eidim came and said that she's Tomei, the Gemara will clarify that. Or a woman that says, I refuse to drink. She doesn't have to drink. If she says she doesn't want to drink, so she'll be asa to her husband for the rest of her life, which means she'll be asa lechal truma for the rest of her life. V'shabayla ini roitz lashkoisa, or a case where a husband doesn't want to give her to drink. Again, the husband can theoretically not give her to drink if he doesn't give her to drink. She didn't drink. She's in a state of suffix saita. She'll always be asa lecha b'truma. V'shabayla ba'al avadecha. Finally, if her husband was mezana with her during this interim period, after the kinyan stira, before she drank from the mei saita, he's not allowed to. If he does, it takes away the ability for the mei saita to work. So again, she's going to remain in this state of suffix saita for the rest of her life. If she'll be a suffix saita for the rest of her life, she will be asa lecha b'truma for the rest of her life. Amar Rav Amram. The following halacha we heard from Rav Sheshes, which was a big chiddush, but he brought a riot to his chiddush from our Mishnah. What was the chiddush that he said? A suffix soita, where there are edim in Medina Sayam that know that she was mezana. So the husband did kinui, he did stira, and he's on his way to bring her up to the Beis HaMikdash. She's going to have to drink from the Beis HaMikdash. There are two edim that happen to be on the other side of the world right now that know for a fact that she was mezana. There too did have his nose. So the halacha is ain't a mayim boit kinoisa. The mayim didn't work. Meaning, you would think if they're edim, then know she was mezana. So what should happen when she drinks the mayim? She should go up in a blaze of glory. That's what should happen. But it's not going to happen, because to the extent that there are edim that know what happened, the mayim doesn't work. My time, what was his makar? The amakra, the pasuk says, v'nistera v'hinetma v'eid ein ba. You know when Mei Saita works? Where it's v'eid ein ba. V'leka de liyada ba. Tafkif, nobody knows. Lafuke ha, da'yuke de liyada ba. In this case, someone knows. Two eidim know. Being that eidim know, it takes away the kayach. The Mei Saita works where it's v'eid ein ba. But if there's eidim, even if they're not in Bezdin saying Eidos, they're on the other side of the world. Doesn't matter. If Eidim know about it, it doesn't work. That was Rav Sheshes' chiddush. Said Rav Sheshes, "Vanalani must have a right from the Mishnah." The Tani Mishnah said, "Vishabola Eidim shitmeya." The Mishnah said that if Eidim come and say that she's Tami, she's also lachal b'truma for their entire life. Freid to Gemara, the also Eidim. When did these Eidim come? In Eidim come to did Eidim come before she drank from the Meisaita Zaynehi? Then she's a Zayna. Then of course she's not allowed to eat Truma. This Mishnah is not coming to be Mechadish that a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma. We know Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma. This whole Mishnah is in the context of a Safik Saita who's not allowed to eat Truma. There's a list of people of suffix saitis that will be asal achav truma for their entire life. So obviously, when the Mishnah says that Edom came, it doesn't mean they came before she drank, because at that point she's not a suffix saita anymore. Now she's a saita vaday. Edom said she was mezana, and that's why she's asal achav truma. That's pshita. I don't need a Mishnah for that. Ella, it must be the basi de shasai. The Edom came after she already drank from the mei saita. Zok the Gemara azay. I am Reb Shlomo Edom ayin, but you know Reb if that lochi is that in a case where there were Edom, even though they weren't embezzled yet, the Mayan is not Baidiker, it doesn't work, even though really Klapi Shmaya, she was Mazana, being that there are Edom out there somewhere. Shaper. Then I understand why the halacha is that if the Edom come after she already drank from the Mesaita, even though when she drank from the Mesaita, everything went fine, now the Edom came, she's going to be also Lechel Betruma, Machmas the Edom. But Elohi Amrit Baidken Isa. But if you're going to tell me that even when they're Edom of Dina Sayyam, if she drinks from the Mesait and Klapish Maya, she really was Mizana. The Mayam is Baidikur. Then how could you trust these Edom? Tigli, Milsalam, Afreya, the Sahadi, Shakri, Ninu. Obviously, these Edom are lying because she drank from the Mesait and the Mesait didn't kill her. So obviously, she's okay. So then why are we even trusting these Edom? It must be the Edom came after she drank. And we're obviously accepting their Edos. We're saying that because of their Edos, she's also Lacha B'Truma. The problem is, if she drank and is alive to tell the story, that's a riot that the Edom lied. Because if she was really Mizana, like the Edom are saying, then she would have died. Elamai, either one of two things. Either it means that the Edom are lying, or for whatever reason, the Mayim didn't work. Says Rav Chaches, if you believe the Edom, obviously we're assuming the Edom are not lying. Why then didn't she die when she drank from the Mesaita? It must be because there were Edom and Medina Sayyam. It wasn't the Eid Ein Ba. The Mayim wasn't Baidik. Rav Chaches said, Chzog Achidish. My raya is from our Mishnah. How else do you understand this halacha of the Shabo Edom Shitmeya that the halacha is that the Mayim wasn't Baidik? Only Rav Yosef told Rav Sheshes, what's your raya? Really, it could be the Mayim was Baidik. You want to know why she didn't die? Isn't that a raya that the Edom are lying? No, maybe she had a schus. The Gemara later is going to say it's a Mishnah that although if she was Mazana, she's supposed to die, but there were times where if she had schusim, the schusim would toila. So it somehow prevented her. The Gemara is going to say, incidentally, what are the schusim that a woman could have? Torah. She has a schus of Torah. She allows her husband to go learn. She takes care of her children, sends them off. Zok the Gemara, va'emer schus toila la. No, so that's all. Rabbi Yosef said, la'emer l'cha mayim baidik. Maybe really the mayim is baidik. Vaha, in this case, emer schus toila la. Therefore, it's not a raya. Zok the Gemara, b'maikum mifliki. Why didn't Rav Sheshes learn that way? The misnavna the Rebbe. They're arguing a halacha of misnavna. The Rebbe said later in Saktan, we went to the Mishnah, Rebbe Yoimer, schus toila mayim amorim. The schus was toila. If she had schusim, it could prevent the mayim from working. So what happened during this period of time where the schus was toila? She didn't have children, right? The Torah says that if she was Naki, she really didn't do the Avera. V'nixo v'nizra zara, she was blessed with children. So this woman's not going to have children. Because really, she was Mazana. It's just the Schus Toilah. But the Eina Meshabachas, no good things are going to happen. But at the same time, she's not going to die. What is going to happen? Ella misnavna vahilachas. She dies a slow death, and l'soif shehimesa v'isamisa. She ends up dying the way she would have died in Salis. Instead of dying in a second, she's just poiches vahilach slowly. But eventually, she ends up dying anyways. This is what Rebbe said. The question is, what do Rabbanan agree or do Rabbanan disagree? Rav Sheshes sova. Rav Sheshes held bein le Rebbe, bein le Rabbanan having this. Everybody holds that way. It wasn't just Rebbe's chiddush. It was the Rabbanan that agreed with this as well. It's for that reason Rav Sheshes said you can't say Schus Toila Ba. Because if Schus Toila Ba, you still would have seen something. There would have been signs. You're right, she wouldn't have just blown up. But something would have happened. Slowly, she would have showed simonim of a woman that's about to die. And being that that didn't happen, so obviously there was no Schus. So why then do we trust the Edom? Aren't they for sure lying? Must be. It's the Edos' existence themselves that caused that the Mayim shouldn't work. Rav Yosef Sovar, the Rebbe Avim Islam. That's all Shitas Rebbe. It's a Mishnah later. Rebbe is the one that said this halacha. The Rabbanu Le'avim Misnavna. But according to Rabbanan, it could be there is no Misnavna. Therefore, you have no Raya that the reason the Mayim didn't work is because of the Edom. Maybe the Mayim didn't work because of the Schos. If she had a Schos, wouldn't she at least die a slow death? That's all Rebbe. According to Rabbanan, there's no such halacha. Must Rebbe asking me about Rashi. Another kasher. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says later in the Mishnah, "Ein schus toila mai mamorim." Rav Shimon didn't agree with the whole schus toila, not for the same reason you said, Dovi, for a similar reason. Because vima toim is schus toila mai mamorim. If you're going to tell me that the schus is always toila, matcha ata samayim. If they call a noshim ashoisis, because then what's going to happen is number one, people will be less scared to drink because they'll say, oh, "I'm married to a talmud chacham. I'm not worried about it. Nothing is going to happen." Additionally, what about a woman that drinks? Everything is fine. Nothing happens. So what are the Litzani Adar going to say? No, really? She just has chus toilala. She's a Saita, but she has a chus toilala. So I don't know how you reconcile all that. But either way, that's what they're going to say. That was Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon said, I have a fundamental issue with the whole chus toilala. Says the Gemara, that according to you, Rav Sheshes, that whenever this Eid Nabidina Sayyam, the Mayim didn't work. Then Iso Yeshla Eid Nabidina Sayyam, Nami Atamaitishan Ra'al Tahiris. Rav Shimon should argue with this halach as well. Because just because Schus is not Tayla didn't necessarily mean that every time she drinks the Mayim is for sure going to work. Because it could be there's another reason that the Mayim is not working. Maybe the Mayim is not working because they're Eid Nabidina Sayyam. Vehei Mayim is Tmei Yisayyo, El Sheshla Eid Nabidina Sayyam. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Kamrit. You're asking me a kasha for Rav Shimon? You're right. Rav Shimon midas chus leitalia. Edom nami leitalia. Rav Sheshes, don't ask me a kasha for Rav Shimon. You're right. Just like Rav Shimon had an issue with chus toilala, he'll have an issue with my halacha as well. That if this, I'm saying, if this Edom didn't say, the mayim didn't work, in Rav Shimon's world, he'll have a problem with that. But the Rabbanan do hold chus toilala. According to the Rabbanan that holds chus toilala, they're not nispoil. They're not nispoil from Rav Shimon's taina. If they're not nispoil from Rav Shimon's taina, then they shouldn't be nispoil with regards to a case with the Zayim Dina Sayyam. And I hold of the Zayim Dina Sayyam, the Mayim is not going to work. Mosiv Rav, Rav asked the kasha from a Mishnah later. The Eilu Shemin Chayseyem Nisrafes. One of the things that a Suffolk Saita had to do is she had to bring a carbon. What carbon? A carbon mincha. It's called the minchas kanois. It was a very unique type of carbon because usually the mincha was brought from chitin. Her mincha was brought from se'irin. Se'irin is obviously cheaper. It's an inferior product than a chitin. She did maisa se'irin. Therefore, her carbon is going to be a carbon se'irin. So the Mishnah later says there are certain times where a suffix se'ita brought a carbon mincha. She's about to bring the carbon. However, you can't be makrivit, and as a result, minchay se'im nisrafis. You have to take the mincha, and you have to burn it. And the Mishnah gives a list. Ha'imeris t'me'ani, a woman that says, I'm tamei, v'shabola edem shibit t'me'ya, or if edem came and said she's tamei, very similar. It's not just similar. It's actually the same list that we had in our Mishnah Naman Aleph. Fe'ilu asuris milacha b'truma. The same five examples that our Mishnah gave are the same five examples of the minchos that are nisrafis. So again, one of the examples were v'shabo la'edem sheitmeya. So you have the mincha, it's ready to be brought. Now Edom walk into Bezdin, they storm in and they say, she's tamei. We take this mincha and we burn it. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the asu Edom Edoms. When did these Edom come? Ilem emekame detiktush. Did the Edom come before we were even mekad makdish the mincha? Tepik l'chulin. If the Edom came before we made it hektish, then there's no reason to burn the mincha. Before you're makdish the mincha, it's regular kedushas damim. At that point, you could just be poided, it could be yotze l'chulin. There's no reason that you should have to burn it. Elul l'basa the kaddish. I must be talking about, we already started the process of preparing this mincha to be brought as a carbon. You took the mincha, right, what was the Seder of Minchas? It's a Brisa later, Masach Tesoita, Staf Yudal and Abay. The beginning of the second parak, we're going to have it at Lent, the whole long Brisa of Seder Menachas. But the general idea is, you start off, person says, I want this Seilis to be Kaddish, Kedushas Mincha. He makes it Kaddish. At that point, it's Kedushas Dom. It doesn't have Kedushas Akuf yet, it's not ready yet to be brought as a carbon. You then take the Seilis, you put it into a Klisharis, you give it Kedushas Akuf. Then you do the Kemitza. You take the thing that you were kaimitz, you put it into another klisharis, you makter it on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are all mutter lachila. So the Gemara is saying like this. At what point, if the Edom come, do we say the mincha has to be nisraf? If it's talking about after you were makdish, the soilus, but before you even put it into a klisharis. So all it has is kedushas damim. It doesn't have any kedushas aguf. If it doesn't have any kedushas aguf, there's no reason to burn it. Just be poided, let it go to chul and take the money, buy a different carbon with it, but there's no reason that it should be burnt. Elu l'basa d'kaddish. Must be talking about if you have to burn it, it's hektish already. Says the Gemara, like, "E amrit bishleima mayim b'itkinoisa bishleima if the halacha is that even when they're eidim in Medina Sayyam, still the mayim works. Alma bas mikdash mikrafi. That means that when they were makdish, this mincha, it was a good hektish. It was... there was no reason to say that the kedusha shouldn't be chal. V'chi kodesh me'ikara shaper kodesh. And even though Edom came now, and Edom said that she's tamei, So right now we know we can't be makir of this mincha anymore. It doesn't necessarily negate the fact that when we were makdish it originally, the kedusha was chal. Umishum hachim minchas and eschefes. If kedusha was chal, you now have to burn the mincha. Eli'i amit inamayin b'it kinoisa. Here's the punchline of the kasha. But if you're going to tell me that when they're edim dinasayom, the mayim doesn't work, that means when they were makdish this mincha, they put it in the klisharis, klapei shmaya galya, this mincha was not going to do its job. The purpose of the mincha and the mayim hama'orim and everything is to be magala, whether she was mazana or wasn't mazana. But being that there were edim in Medina Sayyam, that caused that the mayim shouldn't work, and to the extent that the mayim doesn't work, that means this whole mincha is betois, because anyway, it's not going to do its job. So tigli milsalam afreya dichi kodesh meikara betos kodesh v'tepik l'chulin. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, based on a sugya nazir that we learned not long ago, we passing like besil that hektish betos lehavi hektish. Meaning, if you're going to tell me when there's edim v'dinah sayom that mincha and the mayim don't do anything, that means this whole hektish over here was a hektish betos. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda midiskarta. So Rabbi Yehuda midiskarta answered kigoy shizinsa bazara. The case where the edim came. Abada, they came after you already makdish the mincha. The kasha is, now that the Edom came, isn't it igloy milsalam afreya that it was never going to work? If it was never going to work, it was a hektish betoyis. Why does the mincha need tzreifa? Says the Gemara, no. Somewhere the Edom came and they said that at the time that you were makdish the mincha, at that time, it was destined to work. Therefore, it wasn't a hektish betoyis. So what are they saying? They're saying that she was mezana after you were makdish the mincha. So says the Gemara, one second. Which, by the way, number one, you see from here that when the Edom come and say that she was mezana, doesn't necessarily mean that she was mezana machmas that kinevistira. That kinevistira is what it is. That was going to play itself out. They're coming now and saying that she was mezana. So says the Gemara, Gigon Shazin, Om Rabbi Dabin Eskarta, Gigon Shazin, talking about she was mezana bazara. Zechi kodesh, meikara, shapri kodesh. So Masharshi asks, how in the world did this nus take place? How in the world did this nus take place in the Azara? But like Pircha Kuna Malavanoisa, the Pircha Kahuna were Malaber the whole time. They were making sure that she wouldn't be Mizana. Zokti Gemara, Shezinsa mi Pircha Kuna Atzman. It's talking about that she was Mizana from the Pircha Kahuna. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said, no, she wasn't Mizana from the Pircha Kahuna. She had to use the bathroom. And when she used the bathroom, that's when she was mezana. Not from the Pirchei Kuna, but from whomever. The Otu Pirchei Kuna, Pekifa Talila, what, they didn't have her in chains? They trusted her to a certain extent. So they let her go to the bathroom. When she went to the bathroom, that's where this all went down. And that's where the Edom are coming, as Saint Meilach happened. So just to exhale for a minute, to lighten things up a little bit, I just thought, speak out a classic Meshachachma. It's a classic Meshachachma on the topic of the Pirchei Kuna being mezana with this suffix. There's a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "Al techalel es bitcha lehaznoisa, for leitizna haaretz umala haaretz zima." So clearly, the pasuk's talking about znos. The next pasuk, "Es shapsoisai tishmoiru umikdashai tiro ani Hashem." Says the Torah two mitzvahs. Number one, keep Shabbos, and number two, you have to have yira from the makom hamikdash ani Hashem. Says Rav Meir Simcha, what's the smichas apsokim? Znos. The next pasuk, Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru Umikdashai Tiro. So Rameh Simcha is Mazva the Gemara, based, the Smichas Apsukim, based on a Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Sakva Deshasa Riglo, a well known Gemara, Omer Ab Abin, Sakva Deshasa Riglo, the worst time of year as it relates to Inyone Arayas is Shabbos. Meaning a person is more vulnerable to Inyone Arayas, Riglam, sorry, Yontif. A person is most vulnerable to Inyone Arayas on Yontif, more than any other day of the year. Now, Pashup Shat, Rashi says, is because on Yontif, the men and the women used to go here, Shiurim. When they went to the Joshua, there was mingling. One thing led to another. People were more vulnerable on Yontif than they were the whole year. Tosfos says, incidentally, this is the Makar Tatainis Bahab. Very good. This is the Makar Tatainis Bahab because people do Averis, Befrat, Minyani, Arayas, Sak for the Shasarigla. Zokra Meh Simcha. I'll tell you a different Shat and Sak for the Shasarigla. We know that the Mishnah says in the Sechtes Ovis, Yofa Torim Derech Eretz, Sheyegiyas Shneya Mishkachas Oven. When a person has Torah and Derech Eretz, that protects him from doing Averis. on Shabbos and on Yontif, a person doesn't have Torah. Doesn't have Derech Eretz. He's not working. And being that he doesn't have Derech Eretz, he doesn't have Torah and Derech Eretz. If you don't have Torah and Derech Eretz, you don't have the Mishkachas Avoin, and that's why a person's more alol on Yontif. He says, Ramei Simcha, even though it's Sakvid Deshos or Rigla, it's Lav Dafka Regal, it's Shabbos as well. When a person is Batum in Malachdai, a person's going to be more alol. Says Ramei Simcha, the same thing is true for someone who all day, all he is involved with is an Avodas HaKodesh. Because that person doesn't need to have Derech Eretz. So you don't have the Yegiyah Shnei, Mishachas Avon. And he says, that's why you find that in the Makim HaMikdash, the Bnei Eli were Nichshol in Asher Yishkuvu Nesanyoshim HaTzoivoyz. And even though the Gemara says, Kolayim Bnei Eli Chatu Enei Alatoya, but the Pshut Eishol Mikra is, there is such a mandom in the Gemara in Shabbos, I believe, that says that they were Chayte, literally. They were Yishkuvu Nesanyoshim HaTzoivoyz. How they come to an Israel Arayas? Because they were in a situation where they didn't have Torim Derech Eretz, and as a result, they didn't have Yegiyah Shnei Mishkach HaSovin. Says Ramei Simcha, that's the Smichas HaParashias. Al Techalas Bitchalas Noisa. V'leitizna Haaretz. Umol Haaretz Zimo. Arayas. What's the Smichos? Eshab Soisai Tishmoiru? That's Mikdashai Tiro. That's when you have to be the most careful. On Shabbos, when you're Batum Imalachtoi, Sakvid Hachos Arigla, and in the Mokav HaMikdash, where again, you're Batum Imalachtoi, it's in those two instances that you have to be the most careful. Then he concludes with a classic Ramei Simcha. He says, Akumi, this is the oimek in a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that the Rishonim quote. We know there's a whole perek in Shas called Bameh Isha Yoitza. It's a perek that's not really relevant to Zman Hazeh. Medina de Gemara, in the times of the Mishnah, and the times of Chazal, a woman wasn't allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. The reason is because we were concerned that she's going to meet her friend. Where'd you buy that? And she's going to take it out. Shofo Mechavio, and they're going to come. So the halacha was that a woman is not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Now that halacha is not negated as manazeh. It's already taisin. The times of the Bali taisin, that was already true. It's brought down at Shulchan Aruch. The main reason is because there's no rishus harabim as manazeh, which is a controversial line in light of all the erevin and everything else. But based on the idea that we don't really have rishus harabim as manazeh, since anyway, it's not going to come with day hoitzal day raisa. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. But the dina de gemara, a woman was not allowed to wear tachshitin on Shabbos. The Ran brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said it's only a woman. A man can wear his jewelry on Shabbos. It's ironic because today men, the only jewelry that men really wear are watches, and men are usually makbid not to wear watches on Shabbos. But when we learned back in the day, there's a tshuva kiyudua from Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe had the ikra din, it's really not asur. It's not asur ikra din. Why can a man not wear a tachshit? If a woman could wear a tachshit, why can a man wear a tachshit? It was a chash Rav Moshe held, because at least in Rav Moshe's times, people had tachzeigers. So those tachzeigers, he was afraid that if you would wear a wristwatch, you may come to wear a pocket watch as well. So it was all a chash because of that. But Rav Moshe held the ikra din, it's really not asur. So Rav Tam says that even in the times of the Mishnah, where Bameh Isha Yoitza, Bameh Eni Yoitza, that a man would be allowed to. Says Rami Simcha, I'm going to tell you the Oymek Advarim. The Oymek is as follows. There's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Vayishlach. You can look it up. The Medrash says, they asked, Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, is a woman allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos, or is she not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos? No. They told him back, even during the week she's not allowed to wear jewelry. You know why? Because other men may be nichshol. They're going to see her. You're not trying to make her look better than she has to. So for that reason, it can come liday chash. Something really bad can come from it. Zokter Mason. So why then did the Chachamim say that it's also only on Shabbos? The oimik hadvarim is because on Shabbos sak for the shasa riglo. A person is more alo to be nichshol ben yoni arayis. So al pi niglo, the reason a woman's not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos is dil mashal for mechavio. It's related to Israel tzobir shasa rabim. But al pi nister, there's a Pnimius to get shot here as well. And it's related to Inyani Arayas. I mean that it's related to Inyani Arayas. The Afghan Shabbos, we're sacked with the Shasa Riglo, then you have to be concerned. Sezer Mei Simcha, that's Pshana Rabbeinu Tam. That Shash is only a woman. A woman's going to wear jewelry. A man's going to see her. It could lead Lidei Avera. But a man's going to wear jewelry and a woman's going to see her, that should lead Lidei Avera? That's not going to happen. Being that that's not going to happen, that's why Rabbeinu Tam said that the Isser to wear jewelry on Shabbos is only for a woman. It's not for a man. Really, it could be it's talking about where the Edom came and it said she was Mizana, not in the Azorah with the Pirchei Kuhuna. She was Mazana with this man, maybe even Al Yedei the Kinuy and the Stira. Either Kasha is, to the extent that we're Edom and Dina Sayam. And Rav Sheshet said that with this Edom and Dina Sayam, the Mayim doesn't work. That means this whole process was really all done betois. We were going through the motions, thinking something was going to happen, but really the Mayim was never going to work. The Mincha was never going to work. So the Kedushas HaMincha will happen betois. If the Kedushas HaMincha happened betois, so why is the toy in Sreifa? We pass it like Brazil. Hektish toys, loy havi hektish. Says Rav Papa, you're right. Mida Uraisa, it should be Yotzel Lechulin. However, it's all achshash to Rabbanu. Papa, I'm loyal. Mechidabri me kara udika amrit. Eibel lechulam. You said Eibel lechulam. Mid Rabbanu. It's only a din to Rabbanu. Gzeira shema yomru mitziyam nikli sharis leklechol. Not one's going to realize everything that happened over here, and people are going to see you took a mincha, you put it in a klisharis, and the next thing you know, it's yotzel lechulam. So we don't want to do that because of this gzeira. And that's why we said tisarin. But really, mi'ikaratin, it's not taught in Sreifa, because the whole hektish meikaro all happened betois masiv ramari. So ramari has to cash on this thing. Mas mincha, so if the mincha became tomei, actually kitchen beklis, this is really a kachim de gebraisa. We'll go through it quickly, and we'll take the last line, which is the line that we need for our sugya. Nit mas mincha, so actually kitchen beklis, if the mincha became tomei, before it was niskadish in the kli, meaning all that happened was is the person was makdish the mincha, but it never went in even to the first kli. So it's like any mincha that didn't have kedushas kli, that he put it, you can be put it. Meaning it's hektish. However, it's only kedushas damim; it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Therefore, you can be put it. Mishakitcha b'kli. Once it was ready in eskadish in the kli, if it became tameh, harei kechala minchas. But if it's like a mincha that had kedushas kli that became tameh, now already has kedushas aguf, you can't be put it anymore. Thus. Sreifa. Kodesh HaKoymitz. As he did the Kmitza, and you were Makadesh the Koymitz. You took the Koymitz, you put it into the second Klisharitz. For his pick, like Rivet HaChemes, you didn't get a chance to be Makrifit. Until the husband died. HaChemesu. Oh, HaChemesu here. Until she died. So that at this point, you're no longer going to be able to bring the Mincha anymore. Because at this point, the Suffolk will never be Nizbarer. Because if she's not alive, or if he's not alive, there's no Suffolk site anymore. This whole halacha doesn't apply. So the halacha is, what do you do with the koimitz? Harei kechala minachos v'tisarif. It's like a koimitz that already was niskadish in the klisharis, where you can't be makriv anymore, this koimitz, for whatever reason. So the halacha is reif. Karev ha-koimitz v'lizbalach shirayim ha-shemesu. What if they were makriv the koimitz? They only didn't get a chance yet to eat the shirayim ha-shemesu ha-shemesu hi. So again, you're allowed to eat it. Shala safik bas mitchila kipra sveika v'hochula. And the way the Mefarshim explained this line is that although right now she died or he died, so that right now it's not going to be able to play out, still you'll be able to eat the shirayim, because at the time that the koimitz was kariv, which is the act that is matter the shirayim v'achila, at that point we still thought that it would be negeya the whole suffix saita, because she was alive and he was alive, even though huvra adavar, that it was never negeya, but it's not a huvra adavar mafreya. At that point, really, it was supposed to happen, and therefore, you can't eat the hakravas koimitz, is a regular hakravas koimitz, and you can't eat the shirayim. What we need is, obola edem shitmei, if edem came and said that she's tamei, minchas and misrafes, then the mincha is nisraf. Nimtzu'u edem zoymimin, if edem zoymimin came, this is the line that we need, says Rashi, which edem was zoymimin? Ede stir. If Edom Zaymimin came, or Edom came and they were Mazim, the Edei Stira, so we just knocked out the Edei Stira, Minchasa Chulin. The Mincha becomes Chulin. So, a new case, last line, in a vacuum. You have a regular suffix Saita. You're going through with the prayer, the Mincha, everything is ready to roll. And all of a sudden, two Edom walk into Bezdin and say, those two Edom that said that they saw Rachel, Nistera, Im Shemin, Imanu Yisim about complaining, it couldn't have happened. Edim Zayimim. So what's the halacha? Of course, we believe the second kind of Edim. So now the Edei Stira go by the wayside. So what do you do with the Mincha now? Says the Braisa, Minchas Achulit. Freak the Gemara on Rav Papa. You, Rav Papa, said that where it was a hektish betois and really the Mincha should go lechulin. Still don't let it go lechulin. Because people may confuse it with a regular Mincha that, for whatever reason, you can't use. That really is Ton Sreifa. And they'll allow it to go lechulin. So in this case, we're the Edom were proved to be Zoymimin, even though Mi'ikar Adin, it should be Yoytzel Lechulin, but you can't allow it to go Lechulin because of the same Gzeira. So Rapapa's Gzeira should apply here as well. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Gemara, Rapapa said, Edom Zoymimin Ka'amrit, Edom Zoymimin Kolesl, Edom Zoymimin has a coil, and being that Edom Zoymimin has a coil, for that reason I'm not worried about it. people will know why it was Yotze L'chulin. It was because of Zayimin. So there's no chash that something is going to come from it. Tanya Kavas and Rav Sheshes. Again, what was Rav Sheshes Halacha? That if the Edim, if there were Edim of Dinas Hayom that know that she was Nitma, even though the Edim, if there were Edim of Dinas Hayom that know she was Nitma, the Halacha is the Mayim didn't work. Meaning you would think that the Mayim should work. To the extent that there were Edim there and she drank, so she should die as a result of the fact that she drank. But being that there were Edim there, the Edim, but it doesn't work. Says the Gemara Tanya Basra Rav Sheshes, I have another Brisa, or a Brisa like Rav Sheshes, V'lav Mitameh. However, this Brisa brings a different Makar. What's the Brisa? It says, V'imloi Nitma Ha'isha U'tahirahi, V'niksa V'nizra Hazara. So it says, U'tahirahi. Tahira, we learn V'loi She'yesh La'edim Dinas Hayah. There's Eidim Dinas Hayam, then the mind didn't work. Uta Hayra, the extra vav, Veloisha Tosla Schos. If she has a Schos, it doesn't work. He, Veloisha Yisu Vyitnuba, Moizrois Bilavana. This means that if the gossipers, these were the women that used to weave under the light of the moon, if they're already talking about it and they're saying, yeah, you know, there was a stira, she with him, and something happened. So a Mishmisman name, even if it's just hack, it doesn't matter. That's enough to accomplish that the Mayim wouldn't work. But either way, what you see from here is that the Mayim didn't work to the extent that they were Edim b'Medinas Hayom. V'lav mitameh, because what was Rav Sheshes' makar? The Eid Eim Ba. If there are Edim anywhere in the world that know, then it's not going to work. This is a different makar. Tahira v'loy she'yesh lo Edim b'Medinas Hayom. So either way, Tanya gave us the Rav Sheshes, v'lav mitameh. Just to finish the Gemara, for Rav Shimon. Who is Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon was mentioned in Amin Aleph, but really Rav Shimon is in a Mishnah later in the Masechta that says that there's no S'chus Toilala. Because if there's a S'chus Toilala, at the Moitzi Laz, Al HaTahiris, you can be Moitzi Laz and all the Tahiris. So the Gemara said that according to Rav Shimon, just like the S'chus wasn't Toilala, so too if there's Eidim in Medina Sayyam, it shouldn't protect her either. Because the same svar of Atam Moitzi Laz, you would have there as well. So the Gemara's Kasha is, it's a nice svar, Rav Shimon, but it you see, Rav Sheshes' halacha is learned out from a pasuk. Tahira, v'loy sheyesh lo eidim b'medina sayah. So says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, nehi devav loy darish, bishloima, I can understand why maybe Rav Shimon doesn't hold of schus toilala. Because what was the makar to schus toilala? The braisa. Ooh, tahira. So, vav loy darish. He's not darish devav. So if he's not darish devav, I understand why maybe he doesn't hold it at halacha. But tahira, how could he not hold to that halacha? Says the Gemara, Yesh lo eidim b'medina sayam lo yishchicha. You're right. Rav Shimon really does hold to that halacha. What was that Amin Aleph? On Amin Aleph, we assume that just like Rav Shimon holds that schus wasn't title law, so too if this eidim b'medina sayam wouldn't protect her either, because nimsat demaiti las. Now the Gemara is falling off to that. The Gemara is saying Rav Shimon could hold that schus is not title law because he doesn't have to agree with the makar of the brisa of the vav, but the fact that when there's Eid Medina Sayyam, the Mayim doesn't work. That's learned out from Torah. Rav Shimon can't argue with that. That drasha seems to be ironclad. Even Rav Shimon would have to agree with it. You'll tell me, shouldn't that disprove Rav Shimon's whole svara? Because you see that there is no svara of Nimsa Atam Moitzi Laz. Because what if there's Eid Medina Sayyam? Shimon said, no, it's not true. Schus Toilala is a milsa of the Shechicha. That there should be Eid Medina Sayyam, that's a milsa of the Loy Shechicha. So it could be, even when there's Eid Medina Sayyam, still the Mayim wasn't Baidik. You're going to ask me a kasha. Nimsata Moitzi Laz, it's not true because people won't be Moitzi Laz based on a chash rochik that maybe they were Eidim Dinas Hayom. If Schus is Taylala, that would already be a reason that people should be Moitzi Laz.